everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I'm going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a furry friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful reindeer. This, of course, is a very special listener episode dedicated to Emma Ray, Louise, Namita, Jill, and the last two of you guys. I want to make sure I pronounce your names correctly. It is either Regan or Reagan, and Micah or Mika. And so I try to pronounce names right when I can. But thank you all for taking the time to request this amazing animal, and I hope you enjoy your episode. If you would like to request an animal for the show, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the Submit and Animal Request tab. For more Relax with Animal Facts, including exclusive episodes, intro-free episodes, and more, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts, and that link is down below. If you would like more Relax with Animal Facts, all while supporting what this show is doing, for just $1 a month, you can get intro-free episodes, ad-free episodes, and more. A huge thank you to George Vlad for the ambiance used in this episode. I have linked his work in the description, and I encourage you all to go check him out. And now let us begin to wind down a little bit. I know many of us are excited for a fun holiday season. Christmas is right around the corner. What a wonderful time of year it is. If you are new, welcome to the show. And if you are returning, you know exactly what I am going to be asking of you. I have three primary exhortations for you. My first encouragement to you is that you put on your favorite warm boots. We are certainly going to be needing those for where we are going today. The second thing is perhaps the most important. It can be very difficult to relax when we are as stiff as a board. And so realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. Is it in the neck, the head, the hands, the legs? Everyone here is different, but my encouragement to you is the same. Notice where that tension is, and just simply do your best to let it go. You can envision maybe some jello, and you can do your best to impersonate it. Really go for the Oscar on this one. And my last exhortation to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and to journey with me as we go into the Arctic tundra of Alaska, where the reindeer resides. I think that these snowy climates are underrated. The crunch of the snow beneath our feet, and the surreal image of a winter wonderland. Sure, it's cold, but hey, I'm a Canadian. And while we are here in the Alaskan tundra, we could have been in a couple of other places, including my home, Canada. We could have been in Greenland, Scandinavia, Russia. It is in the tundras and the damp forests that the reindeer loves to live. In North America, reindeer are generally referred to as caribou. But it is worth mentioning that reindeer and caribou might not be all that interchangeable after all. There are some differing opinions in the scientific community whether or not caribou and reindeer are the same thing. A wildlife biologist by the name of Don Moore, who works for the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, describes reindeer just as a mostly domesticated race of caribou. However, some claim that the scientific name Rangifer tarandus should not be applied to both in the same way. Their scientific name just refers to the constellation Tarandus, which is also known as Rangifer. Both of these refer to the reindeer in Latin, but regardless of whether they are truly synonymous with caribou, they are a species of deer. One thing right off the bat that distinguishes them from all other deer species is that both the males and the females can grow antlers. And these antlers are no joke. The males can grow up to 1.4 meters of antler. Those are antlers that are over 4.5 feet long. Male reindeers can grow up to 1.2 meters. The females will be a little bit smaller, but they are over 3 times the weight of an average person. It is easy to understand why these creatures have taken on this mythical quality, given that their size and arrangement makes for an awe-inspiring sight. In the wild, reindeer will often live up to 15 years of age. But, like in many other cases in which domestication is involved or captivity is involved, they can live longer, as long as 20 years. And during the 15 years of the wild reindeer's life, they will spend up to 40% of it in snow. They have special cloven hooves that spread their weight evenly, allowing them to stand on top of the snow and on softer ground where we would just sink right through. We can see these as a kind of organic snowshoe, that which me and you have to buy in order to keep ourselves afloat is that which they just have. Just to put this into some perspective, the females can weigh over 300 pounds, while the males over 550. That's over 140 kilos for the females and over 250 kilos for the males. And so those cloven hooves are doing a lot of work. But these hooves also change. During the winter time, their foot pads will tighten and shrink. This will expose the hoof's rim that allows them to dig it into the snow for traction. But in the summertime, where such a mechanism isn't really needed, those pads will become like little sponges, which is the perfect little snowshoe for maneuvering around the soft tundra. And this is not the only thing they have that makes them very prepared for the environment. We would imagine that the reindeer would have to have quite a warm coat, and, well, they do, but their top layer of fur is long, tubular hairs. That top layer actually has hollow hair, and the reason it is hollow is because it allows these hairs to trap air, providing insulation for them, keeping a warm little pocket of air when the outside is just bone-chilling cold. It is because of these thick, tubular, hollow hairs that they have a whitish color. Otherwise, we would expect a deeper brownish color. Now, the fact that this is the only deer species in which females also have antlers, I think it's important to note that there are more than 45 species of deer. Antlers usually served the purpose of fighting between males. Males butt heads over who gets what female, and so the females themselves having this characteristic is really unique. The females use it primarily for defending food. This is seen in when they shed their antlers respectively. Males will shed their antlers, just shake them right off in late fall or early winter. But the females carry their young typically during the winter time and need to defend their food as they are pregnant, and so their antlers actually stay on until springtime. That is so cool. And we can talk about the food that they defend. The reindeer, happily so, is a herbivore. A reindeer's favorite food is lichen. It's a fungi, a moss-like plant, often found in higher places. It's even been referred to as reindeer lichen because of how much they like it. They will eat many other things given the harsh conditions in which they live, but certain types of lichen are very high in carbohydrates, giving them that sense of fullness while giving them vitamins and protein. We as human beings can see wavelengths up to around 400 nanometers. Reindeer, on the other hand, can see ultraviolet light, meaning they can see up to 320 nanometers. This means that they have a kind of vision that we can have only when using a black light. Their keen sense of sight allows them to both find their food more easily and to make out predators who are perhaps lurking amongst the white canvas of snow. Not all reindeer migrate, that is, traveling far distances in order to find food, typically in relation to the seasons. But the reindeer that do migrate, migrate farther than any other terrestrial mammal. The reindeer and gray wolves were the only species that went over 621 miles, that's over 1,000 kilometers, during their migration. The reindeer can travel up to 23 miles in a single day, that's about 37 kilometers. There are some subspecies of this creature that are known to make clicking noises as they travel together. This is to prevent any herd members from getting lost during times like blizzards. Maybe the visibility is super low with snow rushing by their big antlers, but they can just listen for the clicking and make sure they're not too far. The nose of the reindeer is specifically designed to warm the air before it goes into their lungs. Let's remember that the temperatures here in Alaska can be quite brutal, but they have tons of little veins that circulate warm blood around their nose. As the air comes into their noses, it is heated up by this process. And so they kind of do have red noses like Rudolph in some way, maybe having to do with the heat that they generate with their nose. Maybe that's where it comes from. Interestingly, when referring to the male reindeer, we do not call them bucks or does or fawns. They share terminology with cows, and so a male reindeer is called a bull, or by some as a stag, while a female reindeer is a cow, and their babies are calves. If this sounds a little inconsistent, well, that would seem true enough, but let's remember that male dolphins are called bulls. I am pretty sure we covered that in the dolphin episode, but if not, we know it now. When a baby reindeer or a calf is born, within just 90 minutes, they can run as fast as an Olympic sprinter. These calves can run up to 50 miles per hour. That's up to 80 kilometers an hour. That is just under the top speed of the second fastest land animal in the whole world, which is the pronghorn, another animal I look forward to learning about with you. Maybe you have seen a couple of movies with a special deer in it. Baby deers in cartoons are portrayed often as they are in real life, spotted all around. But one other unique characteristic of the reindeer is that the babies don't have spots at all, and so some researchers took to task to find out why these deer species have spots, but the reindeer doesn't. They noted that other deer, when they are babies, can't actually keep up with the adults, and so these spots on the baby deer act as a way of giving their mother greater visibility of where they are. It helps pick them out from their environment so that they can quickly come to their aid. The mothers can locate them easier because of them and can find them after they have been outrun. But the reindeer, when it is just a baby, gains its skills very quickly and can keep up with their adult counterparts in no time. The researchers then say, if this is the case, the reindeer really has no need for spots. They will not be outrun by their mothers very often. But given their speed, their stature, what creatures are hunting them? While they have a few natural predators, golden eagles is a big one, gray wolves, brown bears, Arctic foxes, mountain lions, coyotes, lynxes, and dholes. During the late springtime and fall time, The golden eagle is the first and foremost in terms of predation. Now, if any of you have seen the movie Frozen 2, there is a tribe in the movie known as the Northuldra tribe, and you might be surprised to know that that was based on something real, or rather on someone real. The Sami people are reindeer herders of northern Norway. They actually do use reindeers to pull sleighs through the snow. And so it is not all make-believe. There are people in the world who do it. That is really cool. And now let us move on to the name of the episode, reindeer. What does it mean, or where does it come from? Well, that word was coined in 1400. Its name comes from a Scandinavian source, such as Old Norse, hreindýr, and this goes back to a Proto-Germanic word. Now, this etymology makes a ton of sense, given that they are a deer that inhabits the Arctic regions of Europe. And now let me say a quick dad joke in relation to the reindeer. How much does it cost Santa to park his sleigh and reindeer? Nothing. It's on the house. For some reason, many of you always write in saying how much you like the dad jokes. Some of these take a lot of courage to actually say out loud. Some of them are so bad they make me nauseous to say them. And yet I do, not only because it is Christmas time, but because I love you guys. And now let's move to the review of the show. This review is coming from KT and JPN. And as I see from their message, this is Katie and Jake, who are writing all the way from Great Britain, quite a ways away from here in this Alaskan tundra. Kate writes, "Great podcast to wind down to at the end of the day. Steph's soothing voice relaxes my boyfriend and I into a lovely deep sleep. We often don't get to the end of an episode as it works so well. Thank you, Katie and Jake. I know you're listening to this right now, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're already asleep and you'll never find out that I read your review. But I thank you regardless, and I'm so happy you are part of what makes this show special. If the show helps you at all, if you fall asleep before we even get to this part usually, leaving a review is such a quick and such an impactful way to give back to the show. It helps it grow, it helps it get better, and it helps it to stay the same in where you want it to stay the same. If you would like to support this podcast's mission in helping people fall in love with animals while falling off to sleep, becoming a patron on patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts is a way you can support the show and get more of the show that you love. I look forward to seeing you there. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiance used in today's episode. His YouTube and his website are in the show notes. If you would like to request an animal for a future episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and going to the Submit and Animal Request tab. If you would like to reach out to me, Steph Wolf, for any other reason, you can do so by sending a message to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com or by going to the Instagram relaxwithanimalfacts and sending a message there. All of the facts in today's episode came from natgeokids.com, blog.nwf.org, treehugger.com, and etymonline.com. All of these resources are in the show notes or the description for your exploration. What an amazing animal. And of course, what an awesome animal to cover around this time of year. This episode is going up on December the 20th of 2023, just 5 days before Christmas. There is something about this time of year, especially here in Canada, that gets me in a jolly spirit, and I hope that this episode has done a little bit of that for you. So thank you for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of you listening. This has been quite the adventure, and I look forward to the next one together on the next episode. Take care.